This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Since I took the first segment and talked about anything that was of interest mainly to me and only me, I thought I had to talk about something that is going on this weekend in the area and is always a pretty cool opportunity since, as we've probably said a million times, Knox College's music program, and especially as it relates to jazz music, is really, I think, probably one of the best-kept secrets in the city. And the jazz program, Knox Jazz Year, has a performance this weekend. Well, maybe. Nikki Malley is here to talk about it. And we should probably just cancel the interview and go home, because this is just, it's not going to much matter, right?
Well, this is the best way to get people interested in an interview. We're about to talk about something really cool that may or may not happen.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. Okay, and if you did not listen last year, here's the thing. There was a winter jazz performance at Knox College last year that was scheduled around this time, and then there turned out to be ice and snow in the forecast that really ruined everything. Well, guess what's happening again?
Mother Nature does not like jazz, apparently.
Yeah, what the heck, Nikki?
I don't know.
What did the jazz gods do to Mother Nature?
That's a good question.
Well, so we're going to talk about this, and we're going to give it to you with the caveat that this may or may not be postponed. Assuming the show continues on Saturday, well, this is really kind of a full day of activities you're planning with this particular group. That one I want you to talk about first, and then kind of segue into what they're going to be doing.
Yeah. So this is our annual winter jazz series, and the idea,
which was in the spring last year.
Yes, it was winter in quotes. We may start putting winter in italics. I don't know.
There you go.
The idea of this, when we started a few years back, was to keep live music going in the jazz program between the big mainstays of our fall residency and the Rutabaga Jazz Festival. And this gives us a one-day event where we bring in artists who represent a really diverse range of interests. Usually they're bringing something to their jazz performance that is either global, it might be a non-Western music, it might be their own performance or cultural background, or a particular kind of philosophical or artistic philosophy that's a little bit outside of what we consider mainstream jazz, while still being really, really accessible. So I say that with a big caveat. This is not our like avant-garde free jazz jam. This is folks who are doing things where they bring in different worlds into a jazz performance in ways that might be surprising.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was just thinking about, because I think one of the very first times I talked to you in a venue like this, I hadn't really realized or appreciated that jazz in particular can go down so many different diverse routes, and that's what makes it pretty darn cool.
And it makes it so that if there's one kind of jazz that you're not into, I guarantee you there's 10 different styles and subgenres that you're going to love. And you know, the word jazz, it is a little bit meaningless at this point because it has come to mean so many things. I mean, the jazz of the 1920s sounds very little like the jazz that you'll hear on Saturday here, although there certainly are lines of connection. So the idea of this event is to bring in an outstanding ensemble for a free public concert, but also to let the audience members, music students, and people who just love music connect with the artists before the event to learn a little bit more, kind of get the inside baseball before they see them on stage that evening. So we do an open workshop talk with the artists in the afternoon preceding the concert, where we get just a little bit more insight about what they're doing, what they're bringing to the music that makes their approach distinctive and unique.
So let's talk about the group you're bringing in. They're from the Chicago area.
They are. The whole quartet currently are all mainstays on the Chicago jazz scene. They studied, they're not all Chicago natives, but they are very much embedded in the Chicago scene now. And the band name is Black Diamond.
Which I love that name.
Well, it's such a cool name, and it's even cooler because they didn't pick it just because it sounded cool. It's actually the combination of the two lead players' last names.
Ah, perfect.
Yes, so Hunter Diamond and Artie Black are the two frontmen of the band, and it's a jazz quartet, but not like something that you almost ever experience, perhaps, maybe haven't ever. Jazz quartets are usually a horn player of some sort, and then a piano or guitar player, somebody who's playing chords, and then a drummer and a bass. But this group is two tenor sax players.
Wow.
So Hunter and Black are both tenor sax players, and then bass and drums. So there's no chord instrument in there.
So it sounds like it almost might be a not what you normally think of with a in a jazz sound, even if you're familiar with different subgenres of jazz.
For sure. And, you know, so we, Andy Crawford, who runs the Jazz Year with me at Knox, he and I went to the Chicago Jazz Festival in 2018 and heard, I think, 40 or 50 hours of live music. It was amazing. What, you know, that's a great job perk.
Yeah, really.
In Millennium Park in the middle of the summer. And
yeah,
of all of those groups, this was our favorite group from the entire festival. And we knew nothing about them going into it. We knew the bass player. The bass player actually is a former Rutabaga headlining artist, Matt Ullery, who was our headliner a few years ago. So we knew of them. But I honestly anticipated, I was suspicious that a quartet that had two tenor saxes, so two of the same instrument, how are you going to get like a depth of sound and right. and texture and variety with something like that? And no instrument providing any kind of chords. And boy, did they answer that question really fast.
I was going to say, I bet just when you start to wonder if they're really going to pull this off, you know, they pull it off.
They do, and it's a testament to jazz. One of the things that, as different as styles are, if you're a jazz artist, you spend your life developing your sound mm-hmm. and making it unique. And you really hear that in this group because you have two people playing the same instrument and they sound like they're playing different instruments. The ideas, the sound, their approach to the instruments are so different that you don't ever think, gosh, I'm hearing two of the same instrument, that there's a repetitiveness or a redundancy here. You really hear two different instruments and voices with these incredible musicians, the bass player and the drummer. And boy, it's that kind of the sum is greater. What is it? What is that saying, Will?
You're asking me.
The sum is greater than the whatever.
The sum
of its parts.
I used all of my knowledge about most everything earlier in the program, so I think I'm spent.
I'm leaning on you on this one.
Yeah, I think sum greater than the parts of the I.
There, see, now we're both on it.
Yeah, but exactly.
The listeners out there who can complete this sentence, you know what we're talking about.
You get to go to a free jazz concert
exactly.
on Saturday.
It can be double free for you.
There you go.
But it really is. There's something that comes out of that group that is much more than the individual parts.
Yeah. That's very – and, you know, it never – even when it's not perfect, it still sounds pretty darn cool.
Yeah. Well, and jazz is less about achieving perfection than it is about real ideas happening in real time. And that's mm-hmm. what's exciting about it. And also – for folks who don't listen to jazz recreationally, sounds
especially these days
right,
in Illinois.
These days, yeah. Happy New Year. But if you don't, I think sometimes listening to jazz on recording can be off-putting because you're not seeing the full effect of the spontaneity, the communication between the artists. And when you see it live and you're hearing people come up with ideas in the moment and execute them, it's like when you're having a conversation with someone, you're not expecting them to deliver the Gettysburg Address. You're looking for something that's more kind of vibrant and dynamic and organic.
The sound's
right?
really almost the half of it. It's a combination of the sound and the energy.
Absolutely. And it, again, with this group, four people, it is unbelievable the energy that they bring to the stage. You feel like you're watching and hearing a much larger ensemble, and that's the testament to really great artists.
All right. Everything starts on Saturday again with the workshop prior to the concert, correct?
Yep, 4 o'clock, and that's in J Rehearsal Hall in the music building. And it is open to every. You do not have to bring an instrument. You do not have to play or sing. They may have some interactive stuff, but it's really for people to just get some insight into their thought process. They bring a lot of Eastern philosophy and religious ideas into their music, which is interesting. The Buddhist idea of the mandala, these beautiful, intricate designs. So they'll talk a little bit, I think, about the overlap of those kind of aesthetics and philosophy. And then the concert's at 7:30 in Kresge Recital Hall. And it'll be a one-set concert, which means there won't be an intermission. And it's free, and open to the public. And if it is not icy and snowing, there is just nothing better in the world that you could do than be in there. And I will say, since we opened talking about it, that if the weather really does not cooperate with us, that we will make a decision early in the day because the artists are traveling from Chicago. So we will be in contact with them, and we will probably be in contact with you if something changes.
I'll be sitting by the phone Saturday morning if you need me for anything.
I'll just stand on stage and sing a solo jazz concert for everyone.
You know what? I will brave the elements, and I will go to that.
I don't
recommend
it.
That's what it comes down to. But yeah, if something does change, we will have it on WGIL.com, and we'll also update the listing that's on our community events page at WGIL.com about this performance as well on Saturday. So,
but we're not going to have to because it's going to blow right past us.
So, you know, clear your schedule for Saturday night, but then just in case, clear your schedule for some point, probably in April.
Right. We'll do everything we can to reschedule. It worked out really well last year to reschedule, and we're hoping we don't have to do that. But
yeah. But we'll keep you posted if that ends up being the case.
Winter in the Midwest. What are you going to do?
Exactly. Because, again, this is regardless of when it happens, it's a great thing that happens in our community, all the performances and work that Knox Jazz here does. And that'll hopefully happen this Saturday.
That is the plan.
The more I hope it happens, the more it will actually happen, because that's the kind of influence I have as a broadcaster on the weather.
Well, it's your birthday too. You could make a birthday wish. Happy birthday, Will.
Thank
I hope
you very much.
Yes. Yeah, so if that would be your birthday wish, I would appreciate it.
Nikki Malley with Knox Jazz here at Knox College. Again, thanks for coming in and telling us about this, and thanks for all you guys do for the community.
Well, thanks for having us as always. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Stay tuned. Kim Komando and sports are next on Galesburg's Evening News.